Welcome to the Road to Ironman 2020, Becoming a Better Me. This is the six-month journey of three novices, Gerard, Christine and Renzo, taking on what is arguably one of the toughest endurance races of all time.
Full Ironman takes place in Port Elizabeth on the 29th of March 2020. The distances covered are a 3.8-kilometer swim in the sea, a 180-kilometer bike ride and a 42-kilometer run.
And you can follow our journey on this podcast series, and of course you can follow us individually on our social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. Enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the Road to Ironman 2020, and as you know, it's the three of us, Gerard, Christine and Rienzo, just kind of documenting our journey through preparing for our very first Ironman as novices, and really just kind of talking about, you know, what the most important learnings have been and our journey and our struggles and our successes and all of that kind of thing. And the whole point of our podcast is really just to you know, put it out there. Hopefully it adds some value to athletes of any form, right? So not just triathletes, but really any athletes that maybe could benefit from this. And of course then, triathletes who are thinking about getting into an Ironman and maybe looking at an ultra distance and doing an ultra distance triathlon, and what to think about, what to cover, and hopefully we add so that you're not making the same mistakes we do, or that, you know, we just offer some value. So that's really why we're doing this. And also we wanted to document our journey for our fun, right? Because it's been quite a road so far. So it's Rienzo going solo again. We're all split across the country on our summer holidays, just preparing for New Year's Eve. It's been Christmas. It's our summer holidays, as I said. And I'm sitting here on the 31st of December, episode 14. And I just wanted to share some of my thoughts in going into Ironman. So it's the 31st of December. It's the end of 2019. Officially, we have January and February and 29 days in March to get to Ironman and then complete Ironman. And if my maths is correct, we're about 88 days out. 88 to 89 days out from Ironman. So it's getting closer and closer. And it's so super exciting. And it's starting to get real. And so, of course, it's being the 31st of December, it's that time of year when we take stock and have a look at what's worked, what hasn't worked. You know, as human beings, that's almost like a ritual, a rhythm that we get into. And in getting into that kind of ritual, that human ritual of ending off a year, of course, we're thinking about the year ahead and what we'd like to achieve in the year ahead. So part of my taking stock was just having a look at what I've achieved this year in Ironman. And so I started off just over a year ago preparing for my Durban Half, as we call it, the Durban Half 70.3. And it was a massive stretch out of my comfort zone. A year and a half ago, preparing, getting my head around what I needed to do and starting to get my running up to speed, starting to get back on my bicycle, putting in the swimming so that I could string together a half iron distance triathlon, which is still an ultra triathlon, an ultra distance triathlon. So it's no mean feat. And it's amazing because I was having a look at Strava this week and you know, just looking at my stats for the year and my training and how much training I've put in. And December's been a massive month. I've done over 1,000 kilometers of training this week. This month. Not this week, this month. I've put in over 1,000 kilometers of training this month. And it's been, you know, a mix between the bike, the run, and of course the swim. So collectively, 1,000 kilometers. I think it was just over 15 hours, much more than that. It was over 52 hours worth of training. And so I scrolled back and I had a look at how much time was I putting in preparing for my half. And it was amazing because I thought I was working hard in preparing for the Durban half in June. And I was putting in about 4 or 5 hours a week into that. And I ran the race, I did the race, and I just got through. And I did it in a respectable time, I'm told. 6.5 hours, not bad, not fantastic, but not bad. And anyway, so I achieved that, and it was tough. I really suffered on the run. I learned a lot of lessons in terms of, you know, the swim was fantastic. I relaxed. I did my swim. I was pretty quick in terms of my expectations. I got out, and then I got on the bike, and I was feeling really good on the bike, and I pushed a little too hard on the bike, and that burnt me for the run. So I definitely learned a lot in terms of, you know, how to really handle myself in a race. But the lessons that I've learned since then have been profound. I mean, this Ironman journey is an incredible journey into life. And this is what I wanted to share today. So since then, I took a break in June after the Durban half, and somewhere along the line, I decided to do the full Ironman. And I found my coach, Mark DeSwart, and I joined the crew. And it was late July that I joined their crew. And since then, my training has ramped up to, so where I was training 4 or 5 hours a week, I'm now training minimum 12 hours a week and usually around the 14, 15 hours a week. And so that has been such a shift for me, the journey of going from, you know, what I thought was a lot of work into really big volume work, to the point where, you know, we talk about a 45 hour work week, and I'm you know, training 50 hours a month. So in my head, that's just, it's an amazing amount of volume. And the journey to get there, and suddenly my comfort levels in spending 4 hours on the bike and 2 hours on the run. You know, we ran a 22K this morning as the squad. And what I love about that is, you know, I really suffered on the run in Durban half, and that was just in June this year. Since June this year, it was the same distance, right? I was running that race at roughly 7 minutes a kilometer. And today I ran a personal best on my 21, so on my half marathon, and I did a sub 2 hour. So I was running an average of 5 minutes 36. I was in the middle of the year running at 7 minutes, and I've progressed. The journey has brought me to 5.5 minutes, 5:36. And that was my personal best today. So the journey in terms of my physical preparation has been amazing. And also the mental preparation, the mental ability to work myself through these processes, these races, these training sessions, these work sessions. And that has been phenomenal. So why this is important, and what I really wanted to share is I'm having a look at, you know, just the focused effort that I've been putting into Ironman, the preparation for Ironman, and just the focus on endurance and putting clean, clear structures in place, goals, milestones, work pieces to get through, and systematically, and of course, stretching myself out of my comfort zone, right? So, and I know that Christine and I know that Gerard can correlate everything that I'm saying right now, And I'd be happy to hear from you about this, but you know, just systematically putting this framework in place and then working to that framework and stretching myself systematically out of my comfort zone. Today was a great example, you know, running, and I realized that I've been getting into this comfort zone of 5 minutes 40 per kilometer, especially on my longer runs, and I was even talking myself into it, going, okay, this is going to be your Ironman pace. So you need to get used to running at this pace. So just settle in at 5 minutes 40. Let the rest of the guys go. Don't push yourself too hard. You've got to endure. You've got to get through 22 kilometers this morning. And I sat with that conversation in my head for a while, and then eventually it was like, no, that might be the race pace. But in order to be able to sustain that, I've got to be getting out of my comfort zone in training sessions so that I can push beyond that. Because if 5 minutes 40 is my limit of my comfort zone, I can't, after I've swum 3.8 kilometers, cycled 180 kilometers, and then started running, expect to be able to settle into 5 minutes 40. I've got to push myself. I've got to get out of my boundaries, my perceived boundaries. So that was part of the journey. It was part of pushing myself out of my comfort zone. So with the training framework and pushing myself out of my comfort zone, I then said, no, I'm not going to settle for 5 minutes 40. I'm going to push into 5 minutes 20. You know, at some points we're running 5 minutes 5. So we were running pretty fast, comparatively speaking. That gave me my average at the end of 5:36 and the PB, and I was very happy with that. And a lot of lessons that I've taken out of that. So that's been my athletic journey, and that's been my mental journey relating to my physical body, relating to my comfort zones, and relating to achieving my goals. I want to kind of park that story for a moment, and I want to bring in a different story. And, you know, it's very difficult for me to share this next part because it's very personal. And I'm a business coach, and I'm a leader, and I coach leaders, and I coach athletes. And so for me, I constantly talk to people about their mental game and success, which means I've got to be successful so that I'm walking my talk, right? And I've been in the business for probably the last 8 years, close to 10 years, but call it eight, in various forms, and it's metamorphosized over the years. But 2019 has been a hell of a journey. It's been a very difficult year. And at the beginning of the year, we started off pretty well. The year was okay. And we had good customers. We had good revenue coming in. And then the business just tanked. The later we got into the year, the business just tanked. And I got into the point, so kind of around June, kind of around my half Ironman, things were really starting to get shaky in the business. And I had a business partner, and it was becoming a really difficult place to be. So not because of my partner, but because the business wasn't doing well, and suddenly we were losing revenue, and we were struggling financially. And it's been an absolute slog. Commercially, we struggled so badly this year that for all of the achievements, and I really count 2019 as having been a good year, but commercially our business really struggled. And I found myself disappearing into my Ironman training because I couldn't face my business that was tanking. And it was a really painful place to be, and it put a lot of pressure on me and of course my family, and it put a lot of pressure on my business partnership, and it just wasn't a good place to be. So I started developing myself as an Ironman athlete, and I really worked hard and didn't miss a training session, and you know, my work ethic was top draw, as far as I think. I hope Mark can corroborate that. But as far as Ironman was concerned, as far as the business was concerned, I was just disappearing, and I was getting very depressed, and I really just wasn't coping emotionally, psychologically, mentally. I was really struggling. The only thing that was keeping me going was my Ironman training. In fact, that was all that kept me sane. And my partner Marilee was really supportive in just saying, you know, if you need to go for a run, go for a run, ride your bike, do your sessions, do what you need to do. And that went on for about 3-4 months. Heading into October this year, I really needed a mindset shift. And suddenly I started looking at all of the gains that I'd made as an athlete and the endurance that I was developing and the absolute commitment to success and the clarity of the goal is Ironman, and not just getting to the start line, but finishing the race. And not only finishing the race, because you get 17 hours. No, you get more. Well, I'll call it 17 hours to finish the race, but to do it in a far more respectable time, a faster time. So not that 17 hours is not respectable, but according to my potential, that would be really letting myself off the hook. So doing Ironman, getting to the start, doing Ironman, and then doing it in a good time. And I was having a look at all of that as the goal and the work ethic that I was putting in and the uncompromising approach to my work and making certain that I had all the right tools, that I was clearing all the clutter out, that I was doing the right preparation, that I was putting the right nutrition in place, that I was connecting with and working with people like Christine and Karat and many other people in the Ironman space, finding a good coach, Mark Deswart, and surrounding myself by success and with absolute optimistic, committed focus. I suddenly looked at this and I went, I need to do this for my business. If I can do this for my body, and if I can push my body to the boundaries, the limits that I have, and achieve what I have, and run, for argument's sake, the personal best half marathon today that I've been, that I've been building up to, then why can't I do that in my business? And suddenly my whole game started shifting and my focus on my business changed. And suddenly I became clearer about what I needed to do in my business, what excess there was in my business. And I thought I'd cut all the excess out. I cut our costs down to the bone. We completely restructured our business. There's nothing that I thought we hadn't done, and yet there was more. And so I cut all the excesses out. I became very clear about the structure of our business, our niche, our approach to market, the product set, what we need to do, what we need to develop. And I just started putting my energy into that, and was amazing because then the results started following, of course. Not amazing, of course. and suddenly, then customers started opening up and work started coming in, and we ended the year very well. And I needed to make some tough decisions, and I needed to have some tough conversations within the business about the way forward and how we were gonna do things. And it wasn't easy. I've had to have tough conversations with my family about my commitment and my time and the implications of my commitment, for argument's sake, to Ironman, that is going to compromise them. And we had to come to an arrangement. And I had to sit and have similar conversations with my business partner about this new approach to the business and how I was going to approach the business and what we could achieve, what the business could achieve, and what I needed to achieve because of my goals. And that opened up new clarities and a new structure for the business and a new way forward. So, I'm not saying I'm out of the woods yet, right? I haven't reached Ironman yet. I could not today do Ironman and complete it successfully. Equally, I'm not out of the woods yet in terms of the business and in terms of, kind of getting into the race for the business the way I would like to. But I have the clarity. We feel like we're turning a corner, and the lessons have been profound. And I wouldn't have had those lessons if I wasn't doing the Ironman preparation that I am. So applying the same ethos that I have from Ironman, going into the uncomfortable places, working hard, knowing when to rest, knowing when to focus on nutrition, making sure I have enough sleep, making sure my recovery is right, following a framework, being incorruptible about today, this is what I've got to achieve. These are small things and they sound like such obvious things. I know these things. I coach people in these things. But sometimes we forget them for ourselves. And it was an amazing where the Ironman journey has pulled me back into that. And so that's been one of the gifts. It's been, as much as Ironman, they call it the divorce race. They say, if your marriage survives an Ironman, you haven't trained hard enough. That's kind of one of the jokes in the sport. As much as they say that, I have really found more balance in my life because of Ironman, and it's an amazing place to be. Like I said, I haven't crossed the finish line yet. I haven't even started the race yet, but I feel like I'm on the right track, and the lessons have been invaluable, and so I'm uncompromising and incorruptible in getting to Ironman and being successful, and I'm uncompromising and incorruptible in achieving success in my work life, and I'm applying similar principles to my family life. You know, where I do have time with my family, how do I become uncompromising and incorruptible in the quality of those experiences and the time that I'm have available with them? Because there were some hard lessons there for me too. So these are the lessons that I'm still unpacking, and this has been the gift of the journey, the road to Ironman 2020, not just as a physical development as an endurance athlete, but the psychological development as an endurance athlete, and then of course as a human being. And I'm hoping that, you know, what I've shared with you resonates with you, strikes a chord. I hope that maybe, you know, it opens up something for you to see. I really hope that, because that was the purpose of my sharing. Also, it just feels good to have shared this with someone, because it's been such an amazing insight that I had just while I was having my run this morning. If anything comes up for you, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you shared it. You know, pop it in to the comments on the podcast channel. Otherwise, of course, if you're following us on Facebook or on Instagram, anywhere there, you know, by all means, please engage with us on the social media platforms, and let's talk. And I'd love to hear your experiences, and I'd love to hear what you've got to say about what I've shared. If you've got any guidance for me, I'll take that too. So that's the foundation that I'm taking into 2020, and I'm really excited by that. And so let me be the first, and I'm going to do this on behalf of the team. I know they'll type it in anyway later. Maybe they'll record a message too. But I wish you a fantastic 2020. Happy New Year. May your journey to wherever you're going be rewarding and successful and fulfilling and full of joy and full of love. And blessings to you. And I look forward to chatting soon.